Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe podcast, your go-to hot girl walk podcast. I hope that you are having a great day, gearing up for a great hot girl walk, whatever it is that you're doing. Today, we are talking about that girl, healthy summer routines, and healthy habits. And if you're new here, welcome to the Wellness Cafe, or TWC. I'm so happy that you've stumbled upon today's episode because this podcast is all about becoming the best version of yourself, developing happy, healthy habits, and chasing your dreams, manifestation, and I guess really just living your life to your full potential, whatever that looks like for you. And when I'm saying that girl habits, that's really what I'm referring to, is that whole idea altogether. It's just faster to say that girl, but I do have episodes up on my explanation of what that girl means to me. If you missed those episodes and want like a deeper explanation, I do a whole deep dive of kind of my take on that trend. But for today's episode, we're just going to hang out. It's going to be just like a healthy habits episode. Generally speaking, the summertime is less busy because school is out. So it's a perfect time to finally allow yourself the time, and you finally have the time to develop healthy habits and get into routine, because you deserve to have a confident girl summer, a hot girl summer. So if you're looking for new ways to be inspired or get motivated to stick to your healthy habits, today's episode is for you. It's been a while since I did just like a big list of all the things that I'm currently into, all the habits that are currently setting me up for success. Think like the January vibes, but July. I literally have no idea how it's July, but we're here and we are continuing the healthy habits, the feel-good vibes, and we're just going to get into it and talk about all of the above today. I think that it is so beneficial to always be sharing information and learning from others, and that's why I say that it is so important to follow creators on social media who inspire you, and to surround yourself with people that inspire you, because I know it's so important to just always be talking and learning from one another and getting new ideas and tips and tricks. So that's kind of just the vibe of today's episode. But I always say this, I'm only one person. What works for me may not work for you. And I switch things up all the time. I'm always changing my habits, changing my movement that I'm into, my journaling, my food up. Everything's always changing and always comes and goes. So what works for me may not work for you, but that's also why I'm doing another episode like this today, to just do a refresh of the habits that I'm currently into, because they're always changing. Obviously, you don't need to just form one habit and stick to it forever, and that's your habit. It's all about listening to your body and doing what works for you in the moment. It really just comes down to always listening to your body and being in tune with it and doing what makes you feel good and what's going to make you feel the best. So before we get into today's episode, we also have our Geneva group chat now, which you can go join. The Hot Girl Walk Hangout, the link is in the show notes, and it's really just a big group chat to all connect and stay motivated and inspire each other. There's a recipes room, a morning moments room, a manifestation room. I always pop in there and read and also come talk with you all, and you're always just sharing tips and tricks and helping each other, and it's the best thing ever. So the link to that group chat will be in the show notes if you want to come join the Hot Girl Walk Hangout. But this also brings me to the next point, the community episode, which is supposed to be the first Friday of every month. And I woke up on July 1st and I wanted to come hang out. I opened Geneva and someone said, "Hey, is that community episode coming up today?" And I was like, "Oh my goodness." For some reason in my brain, it didn't register that like if the first of the month was on a Friday, that was the first Friday of the month. I automatically just went into my calendar and put the community episode for the 8th. So I'm sorry, I'm trying. As you can see, this is just living, walking proof that it takes a while to form a new habit, but I promise you I'm going to keep trying my best, and one of these months it will stick, and the community episode will be here the first Friday of every month. So I'm literally so sorry. The community episode will be coming. I'm really sorry. I'm You know, this is just what it's like when you're building new habits. So it will be coming. But if you ever want to write to submit for a community episode, that Google Form link is also always in the show notes. Okay, but for weekly updates, Rach and I did our trip to Tofino. It was amazing. It was really one of those trips for the soul. It started off with a 3:40 a.m. wake-up call to go catch the ferry to the island from Vancouver. And as we were getting on the ferry, we just had the most stunning sunrise in the world. It, like, one of those sunrises that literally sent little butterflies into me, and I just was so happy and fulfilled, and I was just so content in that moment watching the sunrise. So if you need a little summer bucket list idea, I've been adding little bucket list ideas for you to do around, kind of based off of like where you live. Well, not where you live, but things that can be done anywhere. And guys, go drive up, get a wake up call, drive up, watch the sunrise. It's the best feeling ever. It was quite the early wake up, but it was so worth it. And that was just, I was watching the sunrise, having golden hour. I could hear the waves, and I knew that it was about to be the best 2 or 3 days ever. And then we got to the island and drove a couple hours, like 3 or 4, to Tofino. And oh my goodness, we took the Jeep and we were just driving, just girl vibes, listening to music. And that is something else that was just like, wow. I forgot how amazing and just like how fun and just the serotonin boost from driving and listening to music with your best friend. When you're making your summer bucket list, it really only comes down to who you're with. And when you're surrounding yourself with people who motivate you and inspire you and lift you up and support you, it really doesn't matter what you're doing, because watching the sunrise and driving, listening to music can literally be the best time in the world and fill you with enough serotonin for years if you're making sure that you're surrounding yourself with those right people. So that is always why I say that finding friendships who make you feel good and lift you up, and kind of making sure you slowly distance yourself, not in a bad way, not in a toxic way, but healthily distance yourself from negative friendships, it just makes all the difference in the world. But yeah, we just had a time in Tofino. We camped in the back of my Jeep, and I only have a 2-door Jeep, so it was quite the pretzel sleep. I have a bruise on my butt from sleeping on the hook where the seats come out. But you know what? The vibes were so good, it really didn't matter. We did try surfing, and we were getting our wetsuits on, pulling them up, and we're like, yeah, this is a core memory. It was also raining, but it didn't matter because we had wetsuits and we were going into the ocean anyway, and we picked up our surfboards from the campground because the campground was really like right on the beach, and so was the surf rentals. So we went and got our surfboards, walked through this little beach path to the beach, and we brought our boards out in the ocean. We had not one single clue what we were doing, but we were determined to do it, and it was just the best time. Definitely a core memory. I feel like immersing yourself in new situations, this seems to be a pattern here with me, hey, is that when I try new activities outdoors, not even activities, I don't know what it is. It's just something about putting your phone away while you're with like your best friends, positive energy, and just trying something new and just like not giving a shit what you look like or if you're doing it wrong or who's watching you, you know, like it's just like having that moment to just be yourself, give it a try. Like this is the same feeling that I had in Whistler when Rach and I went in the winter and went snowboarding for the first time in a while. Even though I was scared, I did it and had the time. And that's just what we did with surfing. We just went out there and tried it. And I set my tripod up on the beach, right? Because I'm like, okay, I need to get this on video. This is going to be hilarious. And we thought we looked like, we felt like we were doing an okay job. We weren't catching the best waves. And then we went and replayed the video, and I have no words. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Our faces are so concentrated, but we're just on our stomachs. Like we never really ended up getting up. We only surfed for about 2 hours. And the thing is that the good waves, there was like really good surfers doing them. So we didn't want to like, you know, get in their way. We were just minding our business, having fun kind of in this area that was having smaller waves, trying it out. But who cares? It's really not about what we looked like or if we did a good job. It was just about having fun, and that I can say we did. So that was really fun, but I definitely need to go give it a try again. Brode was supposed to come on this trip but couldn't end up making it, so hopefully him and I can get back out there sometime this summer because I definitely want to give it another go. And then we also one night just had a pizza picnic on the beach and watch the sunset. Again, just little things, watching the sunset with your best friend. It's just those little moments that are really special and like the core memories in life. But besides that, for the July long weekend, Brody and I just stayed home. We had really good sleeps. We tried a bunch of new recipes. We, of course, watched Stranger Things. That was pretty much the main event of the weekend. Was Brody and I were just on our healthy habits together. We were waking up, going for our morning hot girl walk to get iced lattes, and then we would do a big workout and clean together with the Sonos on, of course, and then we watched Stranger Things. I actually made 2 new dinner recipes this weekend, and oh my goodness, okay. This is the first time, like I think this is the hardest I've ever stuck to a New Year's resolution of less DoorDash, more new recipes 2022, and it feels so good and I'm so proud of myself. This weekend, Brody and I did like a big Greek-inspired salad and it was bomb, no dressing, just tzatziki and lemon drizzle with like chicken, olives, cucumber, feta, tomatoes, you know, all the typical Greek toppings into a salad with rice also for some carbs. That was delicious. And then I also did zucchini boats. I have a dinner ideas highlight on my Instagram stories, so I won't go on for this too much longer, but I just wanted to say that I've been sticking to that and I'm proud of myself. Don't underestimate how fun it is to go to the grocery store and get all the ingredients to cook yourself a good new recipe that feels good and fuels you. And I don't know, I just had such a wholesome weekend. I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling so positive. Before we get into our weekly segments, let's just take a second to step back. I know you and I both have busy lives. There's always shit going on. There's always stuff. And sometimes it can be hard to put yourself first, but you just have to. And it's important to be selfish and put yourself first. Obviously, to like an extent. I'm never saying this too seriously, but you have to care about yourself first. So whatever's on your mind, whatever's bothering you, just take a step back. It's all going to be okay. I always say whenever someone comes to me with a problem or if I have a problem myself, I'm like, okay, first of all, is this going to matter in 5 years? No. 5 months? No. 5 weeks? 5 days? 5 hours? And then that kind of puts it into perspective. And I'm like, okay, it's all going to be okay. This too will pass. You'll get through it. So I just wanted to put that reminder out there for whoever needed to hear that before we get into today's episode. Everything is going to be okay. Take it day by day and you got this. Okay, let's get into our weekly segments, What I'm Having. Okay, so you know that I recently got the AirPods Max and I have been having a time going into the gym in my building, putting on just the best workout playlist, pump up music, and lifting weights. Specifically, I've been really into training my butt, working the glutes, you know, the vibes. And something about going into a gym and lifting weights, just listening to your favorite music, putting on your cute workout set, knowing that you're improving yourself, working on yourself, you leave feeling so good about yourself. And it's just really been fueling me for my days lately and just giving me the biggest serotonin boost. I know that it's trending on TikTok to be a Pilates girl and a Pilates princess, and that's great. I love Pilates, absolutely love it. But I just want to remind you that if you don't like Pilates, that's not the only workout you need to do. You don't need to do your workouts according to what is trending on TikTok. I am a big advocate for switching up your movement all the time and doing what feels good for you. I go through weeks where I'm really into weights and then I listen to my body and do Pilates, go for walks. It's all about listening to your body in that moment, doing what will fuel your body. But I just wanted to remind you that it's okay to lift weights. It's not going to make you bulky. It is sexy to be strong and muscular and have definition. And I've really been into just lifting weights lately in my own little world with my headphones on. But don't get it twisted. Just because Pilates is trending on TikTok and it's like low impact, low weight movement. No, you can lift weights if you want to, and being strong is sexy. Thank you. Next. What I'm grateful for. I am so, so, so excited. It is July, so that means that my grandma, Nana, is coming to visit. She's coming to Canada from Belgium for the first time since COVID. It has been about 3 years, and it just, you know that I'm a big family girl, and I am so excited to see my grandma. I could literally cry. So I will be spending a lot of time in Edmonton throughout July because I want to make sure that I'm here with her the whole time she's here. I love her so much, and I'm just so happy that I'm finally getting to see her again. What I'm working on. Okay, so last week, I told you about the whole aloe party bra thing. Didn't want to wear the outfit. And it kind of just, what I'm going to talk about today for what I'm working on is just kind of going off the whole confidence thing. I'm also going to talk about training your confidence a lot in today's episode. This could be part of like the whole entire episode, but I'm going to put it for the what I'm working on. And I know I talk about this a lot, but it's because it's not a one and done kind of thing, training your confidence. It's not something that I'm going to tell you once to love yourself and then it's like, okay, I heard it, I'm going to work on it. It's like, no, you need to hear it all the time. You need to be surrounded by it. You need to work on it constantly, and it takes a while, but everyone deserves to be confident. And that just kind of relates to what I'm working on, because when we were in Tofino, there was these outdoor showers by the beach, and I was just showering off after the beach, and I was like, wow, this is a vibe. So Rachel took a couple photos of me, and it just reminded me that, well, actually my mom kind of reminded me, we were talking about it in Hawaii for my 20th birthday. She was taking these bikini photos of me, and I looked good. I was probably in the best shape I'd ever been in, and I was too scared to post them. So this time I just freaking posted it, because when I look back at those pictures from Hawaii, I wish I had posted them. So I guess the what I'm working on is just your reminder to wear the fucking bikini and post the fucking picture, okay? You look great. You look amazing. I reshared the picture on the Wellness Cafe and I said summer of wearing the bikini and posting the picture, because you look hot, okay? Confidence is a mindset. I didn't let myself talk myself out of it this time. I just posted it. It's a good picture. Who cares? It's not that deep. And if you want to post a freaking bikini photo, just post it. There's no point in like picking yourself apart. Just post it. Do it. You look great. That's kind of the end of the story. Moral of the story there. Okay, so now we can get into today's episode, even though training your confidence is something I'll be talking about today a lot. So healthy summer habits. You deserve to have a confident girl summer. As I just said, a confident girl life. Hot girl summer is a mindset, and so is confidence, but it's also a lifestyle. So just remember that, okay? It's all about just living your life in a healthy, happy way. And also, I know it's not summer for everyone listening, but these ideas still pertain to whatever season you're in. I just said summer because I'm currently going into summer, and I know a lot of you are as well. And I also just know that too many girls struggle with confidence in the summer and pick themselves apart, as I just touched on. And I know that I personally wasted way too much time not enjoying my summer because I thought I looked bad. And now I just really want to be able to talk about it and to hopefully stop everyone else from wasting time too. Because the goal of life is to have fun and to be happy. Happiness like really truly is the end goal, right? The goal of life, like this one life that you have, the goal is not to be skinny. So it is just time to love yourself and stop the war with yourself, because you deserve to love yourself and put yourself first, and you deserve to accomplish all your goals and dreams. And I know like I talk about this a lot, and I know I talk about this a lot, and it's a subject we talk about a lot over here, because the whole point of this podcast is for you to live your best life and love yourself and be confident and chase your goals. And like I said earlier, it's not a one and done thing. There's no point in me making one episode about how to be confident in the summer, because I would be naive to think that you're going to listen to this once and that everyone's just going to be happy and confident, because I know it doesn't work like that. I know that you need to train your confidence, and it just all comes into wellness as a whole, and it's something that you work on, and it's a wellness journey, and it takes time. So yes, I talk about this a lot because I just think it is so important. And this like actually makes me emotional, because I just think back to times where I spent summer not happy with myself and thinking about my friends and my sister and you not loving yourself during the summer. It just makes me so sad because when I think back to when I wasn't confident, my appearance hasn't changed. Like, obviously, sure, you change, but like, there's been no drastic change to my appearance. I look the same. The only thing that's changed is my mindset from deciding that enough is enough and I'm enjoying myself. And I want you to know that you are perfect exactly how you are. And I just get so sad thinking about how many of us are rude to ourselves. And like, listen to that. When I say that, doesn't that sound stupid? Like, why would you be rude to yourself and mean to yourself? Like, it just sounds so weird and silly when you hear it like that. Anyway, trend rant over. I'm just very passionate about that. And we all are capable and you are capable of loving yourself. And it's just something that I wish I had learned earlier. And you need to be reminded often of it because a lot of people in this world, sadly, will try to put you down and it's not fair. So I'm here every freaking week to tell you that you deserve to love yourself and you are capable of whatever you put your mind to. But I also want to share a TikTok that I saw that carries on with this idea. It just came up on my For You page. I will give the creator credits in the show notes. But okay, it was like a stitch. So the original video is a girl and she's standing there and she just says, "I don't know who needs to hear this, but this is what my body looks like while I'm working out on a regular basis, eating healthy, and taking care of my mental health. This is just where my body wants to be." And she like stands in the front of the camera and then she turns to the side and she just shows her body. And you can just tell that she has healthy, strong arms and legs and is eating healthy. But yeah, she wasn't a size zero was kind of the point. And then the guy who stitched it was like just saying, "Yes, yes, yes, please understand that if you have abs, it doesn't mean that you're healthy. And social media is pushing the narrative that you need to have abs to be healthy." And then he just laughs and says like, "Nah, like that is not the case. If you're working out and practicing a healthy lifestyle and you feel confident and healthy, you should feel confident." And I just really liked that because I don't really see stuff like that on my For You page often. So that's just another reminder that healthy is not a one size fits all. And if you're trying to start a healthy lifestyle journey, there should be no picture or goal of your appearance in the end. Every single person's body is different. And your body is perfect exactly how it is if you're practicing healthy habits and mindful movement and nourishing your body with healthy meals. That is what health looks like. It really doesn't matter what size of clothing you're wearing or what you look like compared to a photoshopped model. You know what I mean? You are healthy exactly how you are. And that was just another little reminder to wear the fucking bikini and post the picture no matter what. Okay, that has taken up a lot of today's episode, but that's okay because I really think that training your confidence is number one, and the healthiest habit that you can form for yourself is learning to love yourself. So I'm never going to stop telling you that you deserve to be confident and you look hot how you are and that you are perfect how you are. I'm never going to stop. I could talk about it for hours because confidence is a mindset, and training that mindset really is number one. And it's just so important. And that also goes along with stopping your negative self-talk, which is also a hot girl habit. So I'm going to put that reminder out there. I don't think I've talked about this habit for a while, but it's the habit of weaning out negative self-talk. So something that worked for me that I also think will work for you if you struggle with this is that if you catch yourself negative self-talking, you literally go ding, ding, ding in your mind. That little light goes off and you're like, "Oh shit, I didn't mean that," and literally just take it back. Say, "I take it back." Say sorry to yourself and just rephrase it with something nice about yourself. If you were like, "Ugh, I don't look good in this outfit," you're like, wait. "Absolutely not today. We're not fucking doing that shit." Oh my goodness. Sorry for the language, but you know what? There's no other words. That that's just how it is. And you say, I look awesome. I look confident. I can wear this outfit that I love and I look great. And it's as easy as rephrasing it to something nice about yourself. And even if you think it's silly, I know it sounds silly, but I promise you this will rewire your brain to stop being rude to yourself. And eventually it will help to stop your brain from bullying your body. And it does work. I am proof. I am the guinea pig for all of us. I can say that this is tried and tested. It does work. So that is your way. That is your healthy hot girl habit to stop negative self-talk. But moving along the list further of healthy hot girl summer habits, we have waking up early. So some ways that we can accomplish this is setting an alarm, obviously. No shit, but like set those alarms. If you need to set 5, if you need to put your phone in a different room so it forces you, actually, this is a good one. If you set an alarm and you just like snooze it because it's next to your bed, set your phone somewhere where you have to get out of bed to go turn it off. And that's the perfect way to develop a habit of getting up earlier because then you're already out of bed. You can also sleep with the blinds open. This is like a little crazy, but this is kind of what helps me get up early. And I just like naturally love to wake up with the sun, and it's like the perfect way to get out of bed. Because I used to not be a morning person, but becoming a morning person literally changed my life. When you get up early and have time for you before your busy day, you just feel so happy and accomplished, and it allows you to just go into your day ready for whatever life has to give you. Because like, you can't control that. Whatever comes your way, some things are out of your control once you leave your house. But you can control waking up early and having time for you and setting that time aside so that no matter what happens once you leave and go about your day-to-day life, you know that you had that time for you and you enjoyed it. And what also goes along with this is making your bed. Making your bed is a healthy hot girl habit, and this is just a way that starts your day off on a productive note. And I always say that if you can accomplish that, you can accomplish anything with your day, because literally you're the most productive queen in the morning, waking up and making your bed. And then it's also just a nice treat for yourself from yourself when you get back from your day. Everyone loves getting into a made bed, and you just, it's like sleeping in a cloud. But let's be real, what's really going to get you out of bed is your morning moment. This can honestly be anything that you look forward to in the morning. Those 5 minutes for you to wake up, treat yourself, and start your day on a positive note. For me, for a while, you know that it was a dirty chai, but lately I've been into a little morning hot girl walk. I have been loving putting on my Divinity romper from Aritzia. It's a vibe. Oh, okay, you know what? Side note, that is also something that I tried on forever, and I wasn't feeling it. I was like, you know what? I'll stick to my biker shorts. Those are better for me. Those are better for my body type. And I finally was like, you know what? I really want to wear this. It's really cute. I'm just going to do it. And I did it, got over that. And I was like, oh, wait, I actually look really good in this. I can do this. So I got over that fear, and I've been loving my morning hot girl walks in my Divinity romper. Something about waking up early and getting my steps in, my hot girl walk in, listening to a pod or even just the nature because the city is so quiet in the morning, and going to a coffee shop and getting an iced vanilla latte. That's like my key to set up my day lately. Now that it's summertime and the sun is shining in the morning, I have not been making coffee at home as much, which, you know, it's not good, but you know what? Whatever. We're fine. Okay, your next hot girl habit is trying new movement. So specifically mindful movement. We all know that movement is good. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical health. But the most important thing is doing exercise and movement that feels good to you and that you enjoy. There are just endless options of ways to get outside, get active, get moving, or even just in your bedroom. There are so many free YouTube 15-minute workouts. It really is all about just finding that one thing that works for you and sticking with it. You don't have to do a workout you don't like that doesn't make your body feel good. So I guess the moral of this habit is that the hot girl habit here is mindful movement that you enjoy that makes you feel good. And next, you know that this is a huge, huge, huge thing for me is journaling. Okay, I like to... Well, actually, I'm not going to lie. I've been kind of busy and just all over the place lately, so I haven't been as into my journaling routine as I usually am. But I have my if you can hear it, I have my wellness journal right here. I'm going to open it and actually just read some prompts that I do so you can have ideas if you're new to journaling or just want to switch it up a bit, because you don't need a fancy journal to start journaling. You literally just need a piece of paper and a pen. As long as you have the prompts in mind, you're good to go. So mine obviously has the date. I love to date it because, first of all, it's just the perfect beginning. Obviously, you want to put the date, but I love having the date to look back and see how far I've come and like see what the date was and what I was feeling and like look back and track your goals that way, if you know what I mean. So I always make sure that I never skip the date. And then next in my journal, it has a spot to put your intention for the day. So I always write down something that I feel that I need to focus on the most, on something I need to focus on the most for that day. So I start my day off, I know my intention, I know like what my main focus for that day is, so that there's no confusion and it's like right off the bat you're like, okay, this is my intention for the day and how am I going to get there. And then after the intention, there's an area for sleep, activity, meals, and self-care. And honestly, I don't use these ones that much. I do put my activity down if I did something new that I really enjoyed. So when I did the boxing at House Concepts in Vancouver, I put that down. I always use it if it was something new that I tried that I want to remember to like do more often, if that makes sense. For instance, Brody and I went and ran stairs in Vancouver for the first time, which is something I love in Edmonton. It's one of my favorite things in the summer. So when we finally did it in Vancouver, I wrote it down so that I remembered and could look back at it, because that's another part of my journal that I use it for, is like I'm always looking back at it to track my like progress and ideas. And for the meals, I don't use it as a meal planning, but I write it down from the day before what I tried, because you know I'm trying all my new recipes. So once I find one that I really like, I will write it down so that I can go back and look and see all the new recipes I've tried if I'm ever like lacking ideas for the day or something like that. And then the self-care box, I honestly don't use that much, but if you want to put that on your piece of paper, it's a great idea to just write down self-care and give yourself just like one to-do list for the day for self-care, a moment for you so you don't forget it. And then it has a what went well today segment, a thoughts and feel segment, and today I'm thankful for. And you know that practicing gratitude and positivity is like my number one. That is my go-to, my ride or die is practicing gratitude. I feel like it's changed my life. So that part is always just writing down anything that comes to mind, anything and everything, all the positive thoughts, getting them out onto paper. I think that that is so important. And then for the thoughts and feel segment, this is usually where I do my manifestation and positive affirmations. So I'm still looking at my journal here. And last week we did the abundance episode, and this is a good example of something I actually wrote. I put, I have an abundance of money. So whenever I'm manifesting or doing positive affirmations, you always want to write it down like it's present tense and already in your life. Okay, I just flipped to another page, and for my thoughts and feels, I put manifestations, and then I put affirmations with a heart. And under the affirmations, I have, I am beautiful, I'm capable, I'm confident, I love my body. Because this isn't something that I trained and forgot about. It is something I do every single day that I also think you should do. It just makes you feel good. And over time, it just has made such a big difference on my life that I didn't really, like, I wasn't intentionally doing it. I just slowly started incorporating these affirmations. And then I'm like, wow. After a time, this really did rewire my brain. I flipped to another page, and under affirmations, I also had written down, where I go, money flows. Oh, I actually write down money affirmations more than I thought, which is crazy because today, Lan and I had something to do with money come into our lives, and we texted each other, and I was like, actually, let me pull up the text. I was like, please don't let this be a prank. And then I sent 4 witch emojis, and she sent back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 witches back, and she said, I manifested last night to make 5 figures a month. Maybe this was my doing. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I wrote down money ones last week and I haven't been journaling for a while. And she was like, we did this. It's our superpowers. I haven't journaled in a hot sec, and sent 3 more witches. And then I was like, oh my goodness, same. So I thought that was funny and that I would share with you, because the witch emoji is too real right now. It's too real. And I didn't realize how much I actually do money affirmations. So the moral of the story is that you can do whatever you put your mind to. You deserve to be happy and healthy. You deserve to love yourself. Wear the fucking bikini. Post the fucking bikini picture. That's like, I could mic drop right there. I don't know. Today's episode was kind of all over the place, but thank you for coming to hang out with me and just catch up, have a chat about hot girl summer. I believe in you. You got this. Remember to take it day by day and not to be too hard on yourself, because you are doing your best and your best is always enough. I promise you that. You will get where you are going, and just, you know, trust the timing of everything. Everything will work out. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you on Friday. Mwah.